On a blue background, a glowing pinpoint of light arcs over the light blue outline of a castle with spires and flags. Words appear in a flash. Walt Disney Pictures. Now, smoke swirls in a dimly lit chamber. It forms into the shape of a rider on a horse.
Oh, savior of China.
The smoke forms a building.
You have ennobled the House of Fa. In gratitude, we honor you. All veneration to you, almighty...
Say my name.
Mushu.
He lounges in a chair.
Now that's what I'm talking about. Hey, how you doing up there, man? Thanks for the intro. And now I think I'd like to visit my beloved pedestal.
Let's get it over with.
Several spirits form steps leading to Mushu's pedestal.
Ceremonial robe of honor.
An ancestor gives him a robe.
Ooh, if Mulan could see me now.
The small dragon ascends the steps with his arms spread wide. The farmer ancestors hold fans. The lead ancestor glares.
Mulan saves China one time, and now he thinks he's the emperor.
I'm climbing a stairway to heaven.
His pedestal illuminates.
Woo! Top floor! Pedestals, perks, and perks. Ceremonial bath of honor.
Mushu dives into a tub.
Ooh, yeah. Y'all better take a deep breath now. I ain't leaving my pedestal for the next 1,000 years. Let the whirlpool begin.
Using bamboo stalks, the spirits blow air into the bathwater.
Oh, yeah.
Cut to black. Now, an ink design blossoms across a pale yellow parchment. The swirling ink forms a thick, stylized cloud of smoke. Dark ink fans out into a drawing of a tree, and pink flowers bloom on the branches. A roaming view trails over the cluster of blossoms. A title appears above a yin-yang symbol, Mulan 2. An illustration of papers and coins gives way to a chart featuring Chinese characters and a yin-yang. Kneeling at a table, Mulan's grandmother throws sticks and consults a handbook. Mulan's mother, Li, paces. Her father, Zhu, pours tea.
According to this chart, I put the coins here. Relax, child. The spirits tell me Shang will arrive and propose to Mulan before the sun sets. There's still time to get in the pool.
Mother?
Gambling is like playing mahjong with blank tiles. No one really wins.
Behind his back, Zhu gives coins to the grandmother.
I'm enriched by your presence, my son.
I think I'll go pray.
He leaves. Li finds a girl at the door.
Hello, Sharon.
Is Fa Mulan here?
Why, she's out in the field.
Yeah, doing her chores.
Oh, I'll go help her.
She starts to leave.
Thank you.
She bows, then hurries off.
The children all love Mulan.
And why not? She's strong, she's brave, she's beautiful. She's a chip off the old block.
In a field, Mulan swings a rake like a weapon. Cricky and her dog watch her practice by a stream. The cricket minds Mulan's moves. Setting down the buckets hanging from her long pole, Sharon joins her. Other young girls emerge and watch Mulan. Mulan faces them.
Hiya. It's okay, little brother. What's going on here?
We want to be like you, Fa Mulan. Yuck, yuck, hey, yuck.
I'm still learning myself.
Please!
Come on, please, Mr. Mulan,
okay.
Show us!
I guess I can show you a few moves.
Mulan's gonna teach us how to kick butt!
Calm down. That's lesson number 2. The first and most important lesson is to be gentle. At the same time, we're being tough.
How can you be tough and gentle?
Yeah, I want to be tough.
I know it does sound a little funny, huh? But the world is full of opposites, and so are you. To be a good warrior, you must bring it all into balance.
They wear confused looks.
Let's see if this helps. Earth, sky, day, night, sound and silence, dark and light.
One alone is not enough. You need both together. Winter, summer, moon and sun. Lesson number 1.
Charon passes out bamboo stalks to the girls.
Like a rock, ha, ha, you must be hard, ha, ha, like an oak, you must stand firm, ha, ha, cut quick, like my blade, think fast, ha, ha, unafraid.
Like a rock, ha, ha, I must be hard, ha, ha, like an oak.
Uh-huh, but you're still out of balance. You're only halfway there.
Like a cloud, you are soft. Like bamboo, you bend in the wind. Creeping slow, you're at peace because you know it's okay to be afraid.
Like a cloud, I am soft. Like bamboo, slow, I'm at peace because I know it's okay to be afraid.
They follow Mulan's poses.
One alone is not enough. You need both together. Winter, summer, moon and sun. Lesson number 1.
The girls practice swift fighting poses and gentle martial arts moves.
You can fly. You have begun.
They leap and hold a pose.
It's General Shang! General Shang!
The girls run toward Shang, who dismounts his horse.
Hello, little warriors.
He walks to Mulan.
The new uniform suits you, General.
Oh, the uniform. Yes. Now I just have to live up to it.
Of course you will. You're very brave.
Oh, right. Brave. Yes, well... Mulan, I haven't known you for very long, but I feel that doesn't matter so much when a man is in...
He glances at the girls.
When a man is in... Is there someplace private we can talk?
We can go to my house.
Okay, everybody. Time to be like the river and flow home.
Bye, Shang. Bye, Mulan.
Charon lingers. Shang hands her his helmet.
Could you take care of this for me?
She runs off.
You know, you're never going to get that back.
Near the town, Mulan and Shang walk to a tranquil spot by a stream. She sits on a bench beneath a blossoming tree. Shang drops to one knee. Mulan hugs him, and they fall over.
She said yes!
When one's heart is overfilled with joy, some may spill from the eyes.
You could say that again! I win the pot!
Actually, you bet he would propose before sundown. I bet he would propose before noon.
But you don't gamble.
betting against my mother is not a gamble. It's an investment.
Later, in Mulan's room.
Oh, what a happy, happy day. My little baby's getting married.
Shh, Mushu, someone will hear you.
I can't help it. You know dragons are very emotional.
Oh, it seemed like just last month you and I were saving China.
It was last month.
How time flies. You know, baby, this must be a magical moment for you.
It's not every day I get engaged.
No, I meant telling me you're engaged. After all, you know I'm the guy that gave you and Pretty Boy the hookup. Am I a guardian or am I a guardian?
Oh, you're more than that, Mushu. You're my most trusted friend.
Oh, that did it.
Are you crying again?
No, I just got some exfoliating cream in my eye. Of course I'm crying, girl. What you think? Oh, Mulan, I'm just so happy for me.
You?
This wedding business is a big status boost for me. When those ancestors look up the career ladder, all they're gonna see is my behind.
So glad my getting married is helping you out, Mushu.
All right, I get you, Miss Missy. But you know I'm thinking about you, too. In fact, I'm gonna plan your wedding. First, I gotta work me up a theme. You know, theme is everything. How about Rainbow of Memories? Huh? Nah, that's too junior prime. I've got it! The theme is Think Pink. You know pink is the new red, girl. It's simple, it says it. Now watch my smoke! Cricky, to the fabric store!
Mushu and Cricky leave.
Mulan, seems your grandma invited someone to help us celebrate the engagement.
Really? Who?
Outside.
China.
Congratulations!
They face a crowd.
Wonderful. Sorry, it's sort of slapdash. It took us by surprise, you know. Make way for the happy couple.
The crowd bows.
Now this is a battlefield.
What's our strategy, General?
Divide and conquer.
In the ancestral temple.
All right, all right, all right. Wiki, wiki, dead people. We've got work to do, so let's move with purpose. I've got an important announcement to make. Hold on to your ectoplasm now. Mulan's getting married. All right. Simmer down. I know just how you feel. But time is a waste of people, so let's move, move, move. The theme is pink. I want to see pink flowers, pink ribbons, pink bows. I'm not talking about salmon. Don't show me no blush. I mean pink as a freshly slapped newborn's behind.
How about a pink slip?
Excuse me? Don't nobody want to see your draws, Brunhilde.
Actually, she meant this.
He reads a scroll.
Hey, this looks like a for real pink slip. You know, like a you're fired pink slip.
Oh, it is.
Say what?
The pink slip is for you.
It is written, once a woman marries, her husband's ancestors take over the duty of guardianship.
No. Your scroll must have a typo. That can't be.
Oh, but it is. You're out of a job.
Out of a pedestal.
And out of our hair.
Fool.
Oh, no. I ain't going out like this. It took me 500 years to get this pedestal back, and I ain't about to give it up.
Hear me, you lazy lounge lizard. The moment Pa Mulan is married, you've got your old job back. Remember gong duty. Perhaps this will ring a bell.
The ancestor launches Mushu into a gong. He rolls out of the temple and lands by the front steps. The ghosts dance.
Mushu's on his way. Mushu's on his way out! Mushu's on his way out! Mushu's on his way out! Mushu's on his way out!
What am I gonna do?
In the courtyard, Mulan grabs food from a tray. A woman pulls her away from Shang, who faces another guest.
So, tell me, will it be a big wedding?
Absolutely.
Oh no, absolutely not.
Children?
As many as possible.
Maybe one or two.
We'll have to think about it.
Right away.
Blue.
Pink.
Mild.
Spicy.
Yes.
No.
Oh, dear. Did you hear that?
Not exactly a harmonious couple, are they?
What should we do?
Perhaps we should give our gift to the children now.
A soldier on horseback arrives.
General Shang, Fa Mulan, orders from His Majesty the Emperor.
Is there trouble?
Yes, sir. Report to the Imperial Palace.
We'll leave at once.
In a stable.
This must be pretty important for the Emperor to want both of us.
He knows a winning team when he sees one.
Since when are they the winning team? The ink ain't even dry on my pink slip, and I'm being replaced.
Yeah, I know, you're right. How could I have been so selfish?
Look at him, those two clearly got it going on. Cricky, I've made a decision. I gotta kiss my pedestal goodbye, because my girl's happiness comes first.
Mushu spots Mulan's parents approaching.
Baba, Mama.
We were just admiring the Mudan tree.
It's so lovely this year.
The blossoms reach for the sunlight above, yet unseen, the roots reach for the rainwater below. Sun and rain, so different, yet only by working together do they create harmony and life.
I know, Baba. The lesson of yin and yang.
And to help you remember that lesson...
Father, Mother, your necklaces.
Not ours. Our great-great-grandparents.
And now, yours.
Pendant show yin and yang.
Thank you, sir.
Oh, they're so beautiful.
But you'll be surprised how heavily they can weigh. To share the burden, you must work together. Like the sun and rain.
Wait a minute. Old man Fazu got a point now. Mulan and Shang are as different as sun and rain. And when the infatuation wears off, their tree of life's gonna wind up with root rot.
Oh yeah, sure, she seems happy. That's the real tragedy here. The girl don't even realize how miserable she is. That's why I gotta nip this thing in the bud. This is not about my pedestal. This is about Mulan making the biggest mistake of my, her life. Man, how could I have been so selfish? Mulan's a girl worth fighting for. And after all, I am the girl's guardian. Cricky, I'm gonna break them up.
The cricket scowls and falls over.
Ooh, so I guess that means you're on board.
On a country road, Mulan and Shang ride horses. Mushu peeks out from a bag.
Mulan, could you smooth out the ride a little bit? Oh, I'm getting horse sick.
Mushu, what are you doing here?
Hey, whither thou go, I go with, girl. Remember, teamwork ain't about ego. It's about we go. Cricky, what are you doing here? Protect Mulan from me. I'm her guardian. Yeah, you're her lucky cricket. You're lucky I don't break out the bug spring.
Shang and Mulan gallop across a ridge toward the Imperial Palace. In a throne room, the couple waits at the bottom of steps as the Emperor descends toward them.
As we stand here, Mongol forces are moving closer to our border. The threat of attack is growing every day. As it is, our army is hopelessly outnumbered.
Your Majesty, let me lead my forces in a preemptive strike. Each of my warriors will fight like 10 Mongols.
No, General. I plan to defeat this enemy without the use of force. Instead, we will forge a union so strong the Mongol hordes won't dare attack. An alliance with the kingdom of Qigong. We will become united through marriage. You will escort 3 princesses to Qigong. There, they will marry Lord Qin's sons and seal this critical alliance.
Yes, Your Majesty.
My advisors tell me the charts are clear. If this wedding does not take place in 3 days, the alliance will crumble and the Mongols will destroy us. Mark my words, General. 3 days.
Not a moment more, Your Majesty.
I know that face, Fa Mulan. What troubles you?
Your Majesty, an arranged marriage?
The Emperor beckons her closer.
Rest assured, child. My daughters know exactly what they're doing.
Your daughters?
They consider it an honor to marry in the cause of peace.
Your Majesty, I...
Apology accepted. General, how many troops do you estimate you will need to accomplish this mission?
3.
3 companies?
3 men.
You surprise me, General. These are my children.
This mission does not call for force, but finesse. We must become one with the countryside.
As Emperor, I trust you. As a father, I implore you to choose your 3 soldiers wisely.
I know just the men. Fearless.
Loyal.
And disciplined.
China's most honorable and noble soldiers.
Yao Ling and Chin Po land outside the matchmaker's building.
I found wives for hundreds of men, but the golden dragon of unity himself couldn't make love matches for you three. Come back when you get personalities.
Well, that's a fine way to treat China's greatest...
A vase hits him.
Heroes.
What's up, problem? All I asked for was a girl who would worship the dirt I walk on.
I simply asked for someone who would cook for me morning, noon, and night.
I just wanted a girl who likes to laugh.
And thinks I'm a god.
Perhaps we weren't specific enough.
Ah, forget that dragon lady. The only ones who can find girls worthy of us is us.
Yeah.
Well, I don't need her to be all smug and snooty.
I got a plaque right here that says I kicked her booty.
We have everything we dreamed we'd find when we came back from war.
Yeah! Everything but...
They watch a woman walk past.
A girl worth fighting for. Hey, stop in your gut. There's a girl worth fighting for.
And I think she wants us to come over. My girl will laugh at all my jokes, but tell it to me straight.
She'll rub my head when I get sick.
And let me pick off of her plate. If Ling can find a girl who likes his chopstick nose trick.
Oh, he really better just propose quick.
A woman punches Ling.
Well, I have to say, based on today, I'm cranky.
I've just spent my life with you two.
Pass the hanky.
Ling takes a man's seat.
And there's no one there to steal my chair.
And twirl around the floor.
Wish I had a girl worth fighting for.
They fight men.
I would be true to a girl worth fighting.
I make fondue
for a girl worth fighting. I'd even kiss you for a girl worth fighting.
They land in the street.
Four.
Mulan. General Shang.
If you three aren't too busy disturbing the peace, I need you to join Mulan and me on a mission.
To save China?
Naturally.
I'll be leaving behind a few broken hearts, but count me in.
Sign me up!
When do we start, General?
Tonight.
Nighttime. At the Imperial Palace, Shang emerges from behind a carriage parked outside an entryway. He waves to Yao, Chin Po, and Ling. The three former soldiers walk out of an alley toward the general. In the palace entryway, a shadow resembling a rabbit moves across the brick wall. The shape splits to form three silhouettes of young women. Shang and the soldiers watch the emperor face his daughters. Holding colored fans over their faces, the princesses approach the carriage. Mulan stands beside the emperor. The soldiers stand guard as Shang opens the carriage door for the sisters. As she enters the carriage, the middle princess drops her shoe. Yao hurries to the carriage and picks it up. He locks eyes with the princess. Bowing low, he helps slide the shoe back onto her foot. Partially hidden by her fan, the princess backs inside the carriage. Yao stares transfixed at the young woman. He hurries back to his friends. Ling looks from Yao to Chin Po.
We're about to depart, your highnesses. You have my word we will arrive swiftly and safely.
My sisters and I thank you, General Shang.
Permit me to introduce Fa Mulan.
It is a privilege to meet the hero of China.
I leave you in her capable hands. Stand ready.
You might need these. It's a little chilly.
Thank you, Fa Mulan.
You're welcome, your highness. So, you're getting married.
Oh, yes.
To princes in Qigong.
That's right.
Well, they must be handsome.
We don't know. We've never met them.
Really? So you have no idea what they're like? At all?
It's all right, Fa Mulan. It's our honor to serve the Emperor.
And the Middle Kingdom.
The whole thing is so exciting. We're very happy, really.
Well, I'm glad to hear that. I'm not sure I could go through
Mulan,
with
Mulan, prepare to move out.
Time to get going.
The sisters lower their fans.
Move out!
The Emperor watches the carriage roll away. Shang and Mulan ride ahead of the carriage on horseback.
If we get to the Honshu Pass by midday tomorrow,
we'll have just enough time to make it to Qigong.
Yeah, just enough time to stop Mulan from making the biggest mistake of my, her life.
Morning. The riders cross a field of vibrant flowers as the sun rises beyond tall, slender mountains. Later, the group passes rice fields. A farmer looks up as she plants in the shallow water. Riding beside Shang, Mulan wears a sullen expression.
What's the face?
What face?
That face.
There's no face. This is my face, that's all.
You know I know you better than that, Mulan. What's wrong?
I realize our duty is to the mission.
But?
But I have another duty, to my heart.
Oh, Mulan, your only duty is to the Emperor.
But Shang, an arranged marriage?
I know, but not everyone can be as lucky as we are. In an ideal world, everyone would marry for love. But the world isn't perfect. I'm just glad my world is.
He holds her hand. Mushu crosses his arms.
My world. Talk about selfish. You know, you don't hear me bragging about how it's my world, even though it pretty much is. I'm telling you, Cricky, the sooner I bust them apart, the better things will be for Mulan.
And so I said, you just broke my best set of China. China, get it?
Did you see the way she looked at me?
You mean with disgust?
No. Ow! Our eyes met and we shared a cosmic moment.
Oh, just like when I look at potted pig's knuckles.
It's love, I tell ya.
Love.
Love, Shmov. It doesn't matter. We're on a mission. No fraternizing with the princesses.
Engaged to be married, princesses. Oh, yeah.
The wide farmland stretches to tall mountains in the distance. Leaning out of the carriage, the youngest princess looks at the landscape.
Wow! China is so big! Isn't it beautiful, May? May?
Oh, yes. Beautiful. Did you see the way he looked at me?
Who? The gorilla with the bad eye?
Gorilla? He's more like a big, cuddly panda bear.
But you didn't even talk to him.
A true romantic can tell. He may be coarse on the outside, but on the inside...
He's gross?
I mean under that.
He smells?
I can see past my nose. Deep down, deep, deep down, way down, there's something.
Oh, Ting Ting, I think she's in love!
Oh, no. There'll be none of that. Remember, May, you are to be married in 3 days. You gave your solemn oath.
You're right.
Ting Ting waves her fan. May and the youngest sister sadly do the same.
Whoa!
We're stopping to water the horses, your highnesses. Maybe you'd like to stretch your legs?
Are the guard fellows out there?
Oh, yes. You're perfectly safe.
I think a leg stretch would be very nice.
May leaves the carriage. Outside, she spots Yao setting up a small table. He drops a cup as May approaches. He reaches under the table.
Thank you for helping me with my slipper. May I know your name?
He scatters, then catches items.
Bow.
No, you must eat. It must be exhausting guarding us day and night.
Oh, no. Well, yes. But I'm strong. And marching.
Yes, I suppose all that training does make it second nature.
But I think you and Princess would rule you. Oh, I could never.
But it is our duty and our honor, although it can be a burden. Oh, I've said too much. You are very easy to talk to, Yao.
Permit me to echo your praise, Your Highness. I find your presence engaging and your conversation sparkling.
Thank you.
The youngest princess sniffs a piece of fruit and gathers more. She struggles to reach a high-hanging fruit. Qin Po lifts her. The rotund soldier sets her down gently. Near a tree, Ting Ting watches them.
Well, hello there. I am Ling.
I am Princess
ting-ting.
Well, if you ever need me, just give me a ting-a-ling.
She hides her face.
Oh, come on, Your Highness. You don't want to let your guard down. Get it? Guard down? Thank you.
You know, I've got some blue blood myself. Many have called me a royal pain.
Thank you.
She runs off.
You've been a great crowd.
Ting Ting, look. Isn't this fruit lovely? Jian Po got it for me. He's so sweet.
Just get your pomegranates in the carriage.
The princess carries a bowl of fruit. Mei looks at Mulan, who loads a trailer behind the carriage. The princess joins her.
Fa Mulan? Your Highness, is anything wrong?
No, not at all.
Are you sure?
I just wanted to compliment you. You were so brave to take your father's place in the army.
Oh, well, thank you.
Your duty was to stay home, but your heart told you to break the rules. How did you decide between duty and heart?
Mei drops luggage.
Well, it wasn't easy, but by following my feelings, I wound up doing the right thing. I guess I learned that my duty is to my heart.
My duty is to my heart. Yes, that makes sense. That's marvelous. Thank you, Fa Mulan. Thank you.
You're welcome. I guess.
Let's get back on the road.
Mushu sits on a trailer wheel.
That's my cue to put Operation Shang into action. Pretty boy is gonna look so bad it'll send Mulan running for the hills.
Mushu glances around.
This is gonna be delicious.
By a river, he watches Shang and Mulan fish.
Watch this.
Mushu attaches the hook to Shang's waist. The general pulls his shirt over his head. Mulan pulls a fish out of his shirt.
Hey,
good catch, Shang.
Mushu loosens Shang's horse saddle. The general slides underneath the horse. Mulan loosens her own saddle and swings down. She kisses Shang. Fuming, Mushu hops on the horse's back. The horse glares. The dragon drops worms in Shang's shirt. He stands and reaches for his back.
Shang?
He launches against a tree and Mulan lands on top of him. Frustrated, Mushu bangs his head against the horse's leg. At a campsite, bees, a bear, and small animals chase Shang past Mulan. Beside a tent, Shang tries to start a fire. Covered in black residue, he stumbles around. He catches a charred, roasted chicken.
Hey!
Mulan takes a bite.
Tasty!
Mulan's horse tramples Mushu as he spies on them. Wearing a head bandage and using a crutch, Mushu joins Cricky under the carriage.
I try and I try. I put my heart and soul into busting him up. And what do I have to show for it? A cricket laughs in my face. No, oh, I just can't do it anymore. Oh, great ancestors. I throw myself at your mercy. My pedestal is all but a distant memory. Great spirits, take me now.
Mushu accidentally knocks the carriage forward. His bandage catches on the wheel and pulls him along. The princess's carriage crashes into Yao, Ling, and Chin Po, who land on top of it.
Hold on, ladies. We'll save you.
They're headed for the cliff. Come on!
Mulan and Shang ride alongside the carriage.
Time to go, ladies.
Ting Ting, over here!
Go!
She tosses Mei.
You're next, Sue.
Shang takes Sue.
Take my arm!
Ling! Ting Ting, stop!
They speed toward the cliff.
Mulan! The rope!
Mulan and Shang swing a rope around the front of the carriage and tie it to their saddles. They all skid toward the cliff. They fly off. The carriage smashes against a rock and they land in a river. Pieces of fruit rise to the surface of the water. Princess Sue and the others emerge.
Is everyone all right?
Mei, I'll save you.
I saved the food.
I saved you.
Mulan!
Shang swims to Mulan.
What happened?
I don't know. I wasn't near the carriage.
Yao, Ling, save the supplies.
Keep paddling. Oh, look how great you're doing. Who's the big boy?
Thank you.
Kriki and Mushu reach the riverbank.
My fault!
Mushu hits Kriki with his tail.
This wasn't my plan.
Wagon's busted, cold and miserable. Everything's ruined.
Or maybe not. Old Shang's steaming like a fresh pork bun. I bet he and Mulan are two nasty words away from an all-out feud.
Oh, Cricket, things are brightening up after all.
Nighttime. At the campsite, Cricket sits on the edge of a lantern and rubs his wings together.
Oh.
The Cricket and Mushu watch Shang join Mulan by the campfire.
I've seen happier princesses.
That's the least of our problems.
He accidentally tears a wet map.
There's a mountain pass between here and Qigong. It takes us through bandit country, but it's the only way.
Why not just follow the river?
Because the river's not on the map.
It's bound to go past a town, and where there's a town, there's a road.
There's no town on the map.
Well, then maybe we should just forget the map and wing it.
We can't wing it. We need a new plan. We have 3 days. What if we get lost?
Then we pull over and ask directions.
We don't need to pull over and ask directions. We have a map.
What is it with men and asking directions?
What is it with women and maps?
Oh, you're saying women can't read maps?
I'm saying that women will ask directions, but they won't follow directions.
No directions.
Men follow directions, so they don't need to ask directions.
Oh, am I interrupting?
What is it, Yao?
Scout report. I found a village and a path to it through the forest.
Forest path?
Great. Show us.
See, didn't know where a snake would have bit ya.
There's bound to be a road down there that'll lead us to Qigong.
Good work, Yao.
Thank you, sir.
Yao leaves. Mulan and Shang share a look, then turn their backs to each other. She glances at him.
Shang, I'm sorry. You're in charge of the mission.
No, I'm the one who's sorry. A good leader is open to new ideas. Forgive me.
There's nothing to forgive.
They hug, and their yin-yang necklaces entangle. Mulan untangles them. Taking Mulan's hands, Shang smiles.
I better go. I've got the first watch, General.
But...
Kriki sticks his tongue out at Mushu.
Are you bugging? Look at her go. She can't wait to get away from him. No smile. That's a mask of pain. Yeah, well, that was just phase one of my new 18-phase master plan. Now just watch phase two when I get up close.
He blows fire.
Personal.
At camp, the princesses sit around a pot boiling over the fire. Shirtless, Yao chops wood nearby. Mei watches him rip a log in half with his bare hands.
Excuse me, Your Highness, I found your fan. It just needed a little drying out.
Oh, thank you, Ling.
Normally, I would say I'm your biggest fan. But, I'll just go away now.
Ling bumps into the pot.
Oh, sorry.
Ting Ting laughs.
I'll replace that.
He shuffles off.
Of course she doesn't like you.
Ting Ting smiles.
He likes you.
It would seem so.
And you like him.
Well, I appreciate that he's a good soldier.
How can you do that? How can you look right at someone, realize you share a special connection, and then just...
I know where my duty lies, Mei. Do you?
Glaring at her sister, Mei walks off. At the tent entrance, she looks at her fan, then glances at Ting Ting. Mei throws her fan on the ground. In her tent, she writes a letter.
And so, my dear father, I cannot complete this mission. I have come to realize that my duty is to my heart.
What are you doing?
Ting Ting and Sue join her.
She's running away!
Mei! What are you thinking?
I can't complete this mission. I know that now.
Why?
Because Yao has given you his heart?
No, it's not about his heart. It's about mine.
May, we've discussed this. A princess must make every sacrifice for her country. It's our duty.
The life of a princess from her birth is well defined. She must humbly serve her country, play the part she's been assigned. She guards the hopes of her people, weak and mighty, rich and poor. Who could ever ask for more?
Who could ever ask for?
Who could ever ask for more?
May breaks free from her sister's hug.
I want to be like other girls. Climb up a tree like other girls can. Just to be free like other girls. Get to be.
When I sit,
to eat a whole cake,
feel the sun on my feet,
get dirty,
act silly,
be anything I want to be,
dance around
in my underwear,
to run really fast,
to get rid of this
man,
to eat a whole cake,
get crazy
with frosting,
no escorts,
no manners,
no nursemaids,
no worries,
no hands folded perfect,
like holding a lily,
no pinchy shoes.
Ting Ting joins in.
I wanna be like other girls. Scrape up my knee like other girls can. Just to be free like other girls. Get to be.
Chin Po listens outside the tent.
To speak for myself.
To sing way off key.
Marry someone I've met who loves me for me.
No escorts, no manners, no nursemaids, no worries, no hands folded perfect.
Like holding a lily. No pinchy shoes. I wanna be like other girls. Climb up a tree like other girls can. Just to be free like other girls. Get to be.
The sisters fall back. Outside, Chin Po smiles, then tiptoes across the empty campsite. Mushu sneaks inside a tent. He leans over Shang as he sleeps.
She defied you. She insulted you. Man, she laughed at your map.
My map.
And if she's laughing to your face, imagine what she's saying behind your back.
My back.
She's a loose cannon. She's out of control.
She's out of control.
I mean, who's in charge here? You?
I'm in charge.
Or Mulan? Mulan!
Mulan! Huh?
Shang looks around his tent, then lies back down.
General Shang? Not it. General Shang? Hello, it's me, Mulan. General
Shang? 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 Shang?
Ooh, I got it.
Mushu operates puppets of Mulan and the princesses outside the tent.
General Shang? General Hardhead, that's what they should call him. Huh? Everything's got to have a strategy.
Mulan?
The man won't brush his teeth without a backup plan.
What? Huh?
I blame myself. I fell for those broad shoulders. I didn't realize there wasn't much sitting on top of them.
He accidentally knocks off the puppet's head.
Oh, except for that garlic breath.
Wee, that boy can peel paint. Oops.
Shang storms out of his tent.
That's enough. Where is she?
Mushu watches the general move through the camp.
I am good.
Lon?
Why, hello, General. Out on night maneuvers?
General Hardhead? Brushing my teeth?
Something wrong?
I heard you, Mulan. Every word.
Every word of what?
Don't play coy. I saw you outside my tent.
What? I haven't left my post.
And I suppose you weren't gossiping about me with the princesses.
Shang, did that dip in the river get you waterlogged? And why are you talking with your hand over your mouth?
I wouldn't want to peel your paint!
Stunned, Mulan watches him leave.
Changing of the guard.
And next time, don't leave your post!
What's with him?
Mulan storms off.
What's with her? Who am I talking to?
In Mulan's tent.
How could he not believe me?
I don't know, girlfriend, but I do know this. Without trust, there can be no relationship. And that man don't trust you.
Maybe he was just confused.
Oh, please. First you fussed about the arranged marriage. Then you fought about which way the key gone. Now y'all feuding over nothing. It seems pretty clear to me.
You're right. Mushu, I don't know what to do.
Oh, I do. It's simple. Drop that boy like a hot pot sticker. Kick him to the curb. Burn his letters and dance around the fire yelling, "Happy days are here again."
You know, you have a point. If this is the real Li Shang, I don't like what I'm seeing.
Outside, Ling Yao and Chin Po stand guard. The princesses leave their tent.
I hope the tea is still warm.
The three guards watch them from a bush. They huddle together. They high five.
After you.
No, after you.
Oh, after you.
After you.
I said after you.
They wrestle on the ground. Kicking up dust, their tussle flings Yao into the camp near the princesses.
You, I'm gonna...
Yao! Is everything all right?
No. I mean, yes. You see, Chen Po here has always had a dream.
A dream?
A dream?
A dream.
But I don't...
Yao punches him.
Oh, that dream.
A dream of seeing a small village in the middle of nowhere by the moonlight.
How can we help?
Well, if your highnesses would consent to come with us to the village, we could still guard you, and Chen Po could have his dream.
My one chance to be like other guys.
Can we?
Please?
Oh, please.
Come on.
Sounds like fun.
We're off!
In Mulan's tent.
I never noticed we were so different. It's like I don't even know him.
Well, what do you know about that?
I mean, I know he's by the book, but doesn't the man ever bend a rule?
And speaking of bending rules...
You know, relationships are easy when everything runs nice and smooth.
Mulan! Nice and smooth? Just ran out of camp.
What?
Say, did you know that almonds, rice, and milk are part of a complete breakfast?
Mushu!
I'm just trying to tell you the princesses went AWOL, that's all.
Where are the guards?
Showing them the way.
They're together?
Mm-hmm.
Together?
Don't you understand Chinese?
Mulan grabs her sword and hurries out of the tent.
Hey, what about old Shanghai?
I think I better handle this one on my own. Shang's on a short fuse as it is. Just make sure nothing wakes him up.
You can count on me.
In Shang's tent, Mushu plays many instruments. Shang remains asleep. Mushu holds out two cymbals. Cricky tries to stop them from clashing. Shang jolts awake.
Where are the guards? The princesses.
He runs across the empty camp and trips as he enters the princess's tent. The general discovers May's letter stuck to his foot.
My duty is to my heart.
He looks inside Mulan's tent to find her gone.
Mulan.
He spots footprints leading away from the camp. Shang rides off.
Get your ticket, Cricket. The show's about to begin.
The cricket yanks on Mushu's face.
Oh!
At a lively riverfront village, acrobats entertain a crowd. The performers march down a wide path. Two slender acrobats walk on their hands. Yao and the others walk with the princesses.
Wow! Look at all the food!
Chin Po gazes at a food display.
We just got in some excellent ginger.
Oh, ginger. That goes very well with dumplings.
Did you say dumplings?
Sue offers some.
How about some fresh ginseng?
That makes a wonderful accompaniment to soybeans.
One order of soybeans.
Elsewhere, Yao and Mei pass a fighting ring. A hulking man defeats an opponent.
Oh my.
Who will be next to challenge the undefeated Shi Rong Kai?
Oh.
Yao heads to the ring.
Step aside.
Yao! Oh, no!
The hulking fighter lands atop Yao. Yao lifts the fighter over his head.
So good. he go.
He throws the fighter out of the ring.
Yao! You're my hero!
Yao and Mei stand at a booth.
Pick a prize! Any prize! Which one do you want, sir?
Mei gazes at a stuffed panda.
Give me that one!
Yao hands it to Mei. Ling and Ting Ting stroll past a fireworks stand.
Okay. How about this one? What does Attila say when he walks through the door?
Han! I'm home!
Hiding behind her fan, Ting Ting stares at him.
I give up. I guess I'm not as funny as I think.
Fireflies ignite fireworks. Ling jumps. Ting Ting stares at his frazzled appearance.
Huh? What a cute laugh.
Oh, no. I hate my laugh.
What? It's adorable. I thought you didn't have a sense of humor.
No sense of humor.
She sticks thin rods in her nose. They stroll off together. Later, the bright full moon reflects on the rippling surface of the river. The guards and princesses stand on a bridge over the water.
It's so beautiful.
Yeah. It's the same moon we see from the palace.
No, this one is entirely different.
You're right.
I know, I've never seen anything like it.
You're right!
I'm listening.
We, that is...
all of us.
Oh, boy.
Fa Mulan, it's love! Yao and myself, Shanpo and Su.
And myself and Lingy Bear.
I mean Ling.
The group cheers. Chin Po hugs them all.
Oh, I'm so happy for all of you.
General Shang.
General Shang.
Oh, boy.
The guards step away.
Excuse me.
Don't worry. I'll handle this.
I'm so sorry to break up your little party.
Ooh, this is gonna be good.
Shang, before you jump to conclusions, let me explain the situation.
Fine. Why don't we start with this?
That's mine.
All yours? Or did you have help? And so, my dear father, I cannot complete this mission. I have come to realize that my duty is to my heart. Now, who does that sound like?
Mei never meant to send that letter.
Your Highnesses, you swore a vow to be married in Qigong. If your father saw you now, breaking that vow, what would he say?
He looks at the men.
You three are to escort their Highnesses back to their tents immediately. You are to guard them. You are not to enter their tents. You are not to speak to them. Not a word, ever. Am I understood?
Yes, sir.
The guards and princesses lower their stares. They walk slowly away from the village. Mulan looks at Shang, who wears a stern expression.
Shang, the problem isn't as bad as it seems.
The problem, Mulan, is you.
What?
You place your own feelings above everything. Duty, obligation, tradition, it all means nothing to you.
It means everything to me. My heart tells me my duty, and I follow it.
Oh!
You're a brilliant warrior, Shang.
You're brave. You're loyal. But you don't trust your heart.
Sometimes I wonder if you even have one.
This assignment has made it clear. We are very different people.
Maybe too different.
Fine.
He mounts his horse.
We have a mission to complete.
Mulan watches him ride off.
Fine.
Overhead, dark clouds obscure the bright moon. Mulan glances up, then hangs her head. Daytime. Under gray clouds, the wary travelers trek across the rugged landscape. Shang leads the group. The princesses sit on an ox ahead of Mulan, who rides her horse. Mei holds the stuffed panda. The three guards walk at the back of the caravan.
Isn't it a great day?
Wearing a sad expression, Mulan moves beside Shang. They share a look. Shang looks away. The general and guards take a different path than Mulan and the princesses.
I see Pretty Boy isn't talking to you, and you're not talking to Pretty Boy.
Mulan gives a sad look.
Well, you know you can always talk to me.
She looks away.
Huh. Just wait till she realizes what I've done for her. Will that frown turn upside down? Snapdragon! Huh. Just for that, I'm not talking to you.
The princesses ride alongside Mulan.
We're so sorry for what we've done, Fa Mulan.
You inspired us to follow our hearts, and we repay you by ruining your relationship.
No, you just opened my eyes to how broken it was. I'm indebted to you, Mei.
Mei places her hand on Mulan's. The princesses smile at her. Shang and the guards emerge from the other pathway.
Keep a sharp eye. This is bandit country.
The three guards walk alongside the princesses. Ling notices them.
I sure wish we could talk to the princesses, Yao.
What? You know we can.
Huh.
Oh, yes, Ling. I also wish we could talk to them. But as you know, orders is orders.
Yes, but if I could talk to them, do you know what I would say?
No, Ling. What would you say if only you could?
I'd tell Ting Ting that she's the prettiest, funniest, most extraordinary girl I've ever met.
I would tell Princess Sue that she is like fresh ginger on the rice bowl of my life.
And I would tell Mei that she's one right thing.
Shang rides down a narrow mountain path surrounded by sheer cliffs. He looks at his half of the yin-yang necklace. On her horse, Mulan looks at her necklace. She closes her eyes.
Mulan, what do you say to a little pick-me-up?
My father said, differences can make you stronger. He didn't realize that Shang and I are just too different.
Well, you know you always got me, the old team, right?
You're always looking out for me, Mushu.
Just doing the best I can.
Really? I just don't know what I'd do without you. You're the best friend I've ever had.
Mushu trembles as he forces a smile.
Oh, I can't stand it no more. The only thing wrong with you and Shang is me. I'm the one that got between you.
What are you talking about? It's not like you made the carriage go into the river.
Now, that was an accident, following several attempts at on purpose.
And it wasn't you outside Shang's tent.
You know how I gab.
And you woke him up after I left?
It wasn't easy, neither. That man can sleep.
Mushu, what did you do?
Well, I was banging pots and pans.
No, what did you do?
You was getting married. Everything was gonna change. I was gonna lose you. And my pedestal!
You mean you got between Shang and me so you could keep your job?
I'm sorry.
What you did was unforgivable.
But you and Shang are so different.
Wait a second. Not as different as I thought. Oh, all those problems, they weren't us. They were you. Oh, I've got to talk to Shang. Tell him I love him. Yeah!
Mulan, I'll make it up to you. I promise.
Forget it. You've helped enough. Shang! Shang!
An arrow lands near Shang.
It's an ambush!
Bandit!
Close ranks! Save the princesses!
Burly men surround the group.
Run!
You two, get the gold! You two, come with me!
The bandits chase the princesses.
Shang, I've got your back!
Mulan and the general fight several men.
Take my hands!
Mei trips. Mulan kicks a man in the face. Bandits try to steal Mei's bracelet.
The princesses!
How dare you touch me!
It won't budge!
Then take the whole package!
No!
Get your hands off her!
The guards jump on the bandits. Mulan and Shang help them fight the burly men. A bandit flees with Mei.
No!
Mei!
Yeah!
Hold them off!
Let's go!
Shang and Mulan chase after Mei. The bandit runs across a rope bridge.
Help me!
Shang knocks the bandit down.
Run!
Mulan helps Mei to her feet. The bandit punches Shang hard, then runs across the bridge.
Come on!
A bandit cuts the ropes. Mulan and Shang teeter on the unsteady bridge planks. The bandit swipes his sword again. Holding onto a rope, Mulan catches Shang, who hangs over the water far below.
Let's get out of here!
The thick rope holding the bridge starts to tear. Half of it snaps. Mulan and Shang hang from the remaining rope.
Shang! Hang on!
It won't hold us both!
It will! It will, Shang!
Tears stream down Mulan's face.
Mulan! I'm sorry.
Please!
He lets go.
Shang! Shang!
He drops down the chasm. Mulan holds her hand out as he disappears in the fog. Later, rain falls as the guards and princesses sit huddled beneath a rock wall. Sue clutches Qin Po's arm. Mei cries on Yao's shoulder. Ling and Ting Ting hang their heads. Peeking out from Mulan's bag, Mushu and Kriki share a sad look. On the edge of the destroyed rope bridge, Mulan stands alone with a sword resting in her hands. The hard rain pours down on her as tears stream down her face. She looks at her reflection in the blade. Lightning flashes, and the sword briefly shows Shang's reflection. Mulan plunges the sword into the ground. Gripping the hilt, she weeps. At dawn, Mulan remains on the ground beside the sword. No longer raining, the sky casts the mountains in a hazy orange hue. The guards and princesses walk toward Mulan.
Well, Mulan, we're ready to go through with the wedding.
No. Your orders are to take care of each other.
But...
losing Shang will not be meaningless. No matter what it takes, I'm finishing this mission.
Mulan wears a determined expression. By the flowing river, Shang's white horse comes to a stop on a hill. The horse sniffs the air. It wades into the water and leans close to the surface. Shang grabs the horse's reins. Startled, it takes a step back. The horse pulls the weakened general out of the water. On shore, Shang lies with his eyes closed.
Good horse.
In Qigong, Mulan faces the ruler.
What do you mean they are gone?
There was an accident, Lord Qin. The royal carriage fell into the river and was destroyed.
Oh, a grave loss.
Advisors shake their heads.
But it does not alter my agreement with the Emperor. And unless it is honored, I will sanction no alliance with the Middle Kingdom. A marriage was promised.
And a marriage there will be.
I would be honored to wed a prince of Qigong.
You?
My lord, Fa Mulan. The hero of China. Oh, a jewel in your crown. Far more dear than three mere princesses.
The other advisors nod.
This is not what was agreed. However, the golden dragon of unity smiles upon you today. And in view of the tragedy, I will accept your offer. You will make a fine bride for my eldest son, Prince Jiki.
Hunched over, a young man plays with a finger trap. Noticing his father, Jiki hides his trapped fingers.
This is her? She's so old.
By the river, the guards look up at the Qigong Palace.
Mulan said she was going to finish the mission no matter what.
But how can she without us?
By taking your place.
Shang's
alive! Take your life!
They run toward Shang.
Mulan was right. No one should marry someone they don't love. I'm going to Qigong.
We're going with you.
No, you're not. Stay here.
The general rides toward the palace.
Would you say that was an order?
I would say it was a friendly suggestion.
Let's go!
In a room, Mulan places an ornate comb in her hair. Wearing a flowing pink gown, she reaches for a headdress on the table.
Looks like we won't be a team after all, Mushu.
Oh, Mulan. I would give up 1,000 pedestals if I could stop this.
They glance aside.
I doubt even the Golden Dragon of Unity could stop this now.
Tears well in Mushu's eyes.
Goodbye, Mushu.
The dragon watches Mulan shuffle toward the room's exit. She dons the headdress and steps to the covered doorway. The thin divider rises, revealing the crowded palace square. Wearing an impassive expression, Mulan makes her way out to the balcony. She heads down a long set of stairs. At the base of a large golden dragon statue, she joins Lord Qin and Prince Jigi. The prince gets his fingers stuck in the finger trap and conceals them in his long sleeves.
My people! The Golden Dragon of Unity, who guides us in all we do, today sanctifies a union that will be a blessing for all of Qigong!
The Lord offers his son a chalice. Jigi reveals his fingers stuck in the trap. Holding another golden cup, Mulan looks out at the crowd. She looks down at the liquid in her chalice. A tear lands in the clear drink.
Of course I want to stop it, but what can one itty-bitty dragon do?
With the tying of this sash, we shall unite not only two lives, but two kingdoms.
A throwing star cuts through the sash. Mulan smiles.
Woohoo!
Yeah! Shang
to the rescue! Lucky for Lord Qin, because I was about to whip his butt.
Shang gets off his horse and runs to Mulan.
You're alive!
I couldn't let you get married without me.
General, this is outrageous! You will leave at once!
I'm not going anywhere.
What are you doing?
I don't know. I'm winging it.
How dare you trample upon this sacred ceremony?
Oh my gosh! He's gonna lower the hammer on Shang! Where is the dang Dragon of Unity when you need him?
Cricky looks up at the dragon statue.
Oh, don't bother me now, Cricky!
Mushu looks up.
I have an idea.
My lord, I love Mulan, and I don't care what the rules say. If she'll have me, I intend to marry her right here. Right now.
Insolent dog! Seize him!
Mulan!
A blast of fire shoots from the statue.
Yo! What's with all this drama?
The Golden Dragon of Unity! He lives!
Mushu?
Lord Qin bows to the statue and the crowd does the same. Watching, the guards and princesses bow their heads.
Oh, you dang right I live. So you best drop your dumpling eating behind on down and tell me why we ain't busting out the vows already, huh?
But your greatness, General Li Shang, is not the son of Qigong.
Silence!
Mushu blows fire.
I am the Golden Dragon of Unity, and I decide whom to unify. My all-seeing eye has peered into the very heart of China, and I've never seen two people more right for one another than this lovely couple right here, Mulan and Shang. Give it up for them, would you please?
Now I command you to proceed at once!
Yes, your greatness, as you command!
Now let's get down to business. Mulan, do you love Shang? Of course you do. Shang, do you love Mulan? Yes, very much. Moving on.
By the power vested in me...
By me? I hereby pronounce you husband and wife. You got anything to say, Lord Double Chin?
Yes, I mean no. I mean whatever you say.
Jigi smiles at his father. He offers the finger trap, and Lord Qin grins as he plays with it.
And furthermore, I hereby decree that the princesses of the Middle Kingdom, wherever they may be, are released from their vow and may marry whomsoever they please.
And who pleases them, that's very important.
Honey pie!
The soldiers kiss the princesses. Shang and Mulan share a kiss. Mushu kisses Kriki and squeezes the insect tightly. Over the palace, fireworks explode in the night sky. Daytime. In the ancestral temple, Mushu watches fireworks explode over Mulan's home. Wearing a sad expression, he takes down a large image of himself posing with the unamused lead ancestor. He carries it to his pedestal. Kriki sits on the edge of an open suitcase. Mushu wipes his nose, then places a brush inside the luggage. He sets the image on top of it, then looks at his reflection in the gong.
Can't believe I'm back on wake-up duty. Well, Mulan is happy, and if she's happy, I'm happy. Well, thank you, Kriki. I did do good, didn't I?
Better get your rest, Mushu. I have a yoga session at dawn, and I don't want to be late for my greetings to the sun.
And don't forget, I like to be awakened from my beauty sleep with a nice long foot massage.
I think I'm gonna be sick.
Mushu trips and slams into a wall. The ancestors spot Mulan and Shang entering the temple.
Shang, what are you doing?
Watch and see.
What is he doing?
It can't be.
He's combining the family temples.
Excuse me, what does that mean exactly? You know, for me.
It means...
Yeah, what? What? It means what?
Unfortunately, you get to keep your pedestal.
Oh, yeah! I'm back, baby! I am back!
Mushu hops around the temple.
Yes!
He lands at the feet of Shang and Mulan.
So this is the famous Mushu.
Mm-hmm.
Somehow I pictured you bigger.
Say what? You told him about me? About us?
I have no secrets from my husband, Mushu. I told him everything.
Everything? Everything?
That's right, great golden dragon of unity.
Shang winks.
I still don't get it. What does combining our temples do?
It gives me back my pedestal.
Oh, wait, but can you do this? Aren't there rules?
Of course. Right next to the rules about dressing up like a man and joining the army.
Well, what do you know? This thing just might work out after all. Hey, yo, where's my masseuse? Saving China gives me knots like you wouldn't believe. And what about my pedicure? Let's get jamming on the toe jam, people. And somebody heat up some oil. I don't know what we're gonna do with it yet, but it's gonna be good. Does a hero dragon deserve anything less? Draw my bath, warm my towel. Let the pampering begin.
Fade to black.
I wanna be like other girls. I wanna see what other girls see. Just to be free like other girls. Get to me. With frosting, no cameras, no pressures, no bonies, no hair down, no people who think that they know me but don't. No platform shoes.